Erev Simcha, for organizing this and for giving me the opportunity to say another two-way share. It's not the usual setting that we're used to, not the usual forum, but the times that we're living through are not the usual times. It's different times, and in fact, it's very difficult times for a lot of people. And I'm reminded of Ibshat of the Alshich on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Im ein kemach, ein Torah. Im ein Torah, ein kemach. And the Alshich says, this is a debate, so to speak, between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Klal Yisrael say, Im ein kemach, ein Torah. Ribbono Shel Olam, give us panosa, let us have our earnings, and once we have Yeshiva Das, then we'll be able to sit and learn. And the Rebbe says, no, Im ein Torah, ein kemach. You do what you're supposed to do, and then I'll take care of the kemach. So, and continues the Peshat, that's the Peshat, in Toiv, Lachsois Bashem, Mibetoyach Bo'odom. Toiv is better for a person, Lachsois Bashem. It's a better deal that a person should believe and trust in Hashem, that you do your part and rely on Hashem that he'll fulfill his part. Mibetoyach Bo'odom. But then trust in the person. The person you cannot necessarily rely on. Yes, the person says, I'll get my panos, I'll have my Yeshiva Das, and then I'll learn. No, you're not so sure about that. It's more certain if you do your part, you can rely on Hashem to fulfill his part. So that's certain we're living for in times where certainly people are challenged, finding difficulty in the panosa, and certainly we're living in times where Rabbi Shalom wants us to be mechazik, as Chazal say, Surim Bo'olov, when the person has difficulties, you're fashish from Masov, you're required to introspect. So of course, anything that we can do to be mechazik in Torah, in the kavios, in any type of learning, so the fact that we're able to have this share and I'm able to take part in it in a small way is for me a privilege, and I'd just like to thank the organizers for that. And there is another point on the other end of the scale. We know lahagi bevekei chasdecho ve'emunoscha ba'aleilois, that emunoscha ba'aleilois, the leilois are the nights, the dark nights, the difficult times, the person has to have emuno. But on the other hand, I once heard about by the mon. It says mon, which you know symbolizes the sustenance of Klal Yisrael, the panosa throughout the generations, not just in the Dor HaMidbar, they put away Mishmeres HaMon to show all the generations, this is what a Kodesh Baruch can do for those who learn Torah. And the lessons that we're supposed to take out of the Mon go with us through the generations. And one of the lessons is that we're told that Klal Yisrael were not allowed to keep anything extra for the next day. Even if they had leftover Mon, they weren't allowed to keep anything for the next day. And there were people who thought they would be clever, and they left over Mon for the next day, and the worm went, and the Mon went bad, it went moldy, it went wormy, and Moshe Rabbeinu got angry with them. Why didn't they listen to what Hashem said, don't leave over? And the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu get so angry? You see, they tried to do something, it will fail, it was unsuccessful, so you see, you listen, it works, you don't listen, it doesn't work. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get so angry? And I once heard a pshat that the idea was, you get mon, panosa from Hashem. You've got extra, so you might be tempted to keep some for the next day. No, don't keep it. Why? The nisoyon is to rely on Hashem. You're supposed to show that your panosa comes from Hashem, and you recognize that it comes from Hashem. Now, what happens when a person needs some over and you see that it's unsuccessful? So then you see you've got no choice. You can leave something over, you can do, you think you have control, but you see that you have no control, so of course you're going to have emunah in Hashem. So now you've taken away the whole nisoyon in emunah. The nisoyon in emunah is that a person thinks they have control. I could do, potentially, I could manage my panos, I could manage my finances, I could enjoy security. And nonetheless, I rely on Ribbono Shel Olam. I have emunah Ribbono Shel Olam in control. But when a person sees firsthand, you're not in control anyway, so where's the emunah? So Moshe Rabbeinu was angry, you've taken away the whole level of emunah from Klal Yisrael now. Now we see that it doesn't matter what you do. You're not going to have panosa with Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to have it anyway. And that's certainly, we're living in times where we have that aspect as well. We see people think they have security, and we see Rabbi Shlomo shows, no, he's in control. So that aspect of Amunah is much easier to have in many ways in our times. Last year, about this time of year, a gentleman approached me and he asked me, according to those shittus, that Sfira Sa'imeh Bizman Hazeh is Derabonon, why is the Yontav Ashur's Deiraisa? And I looked at him and I said, you know, I never thought of that. It's a good question. And I had to look around to find an answer. Before I explain the question and get to the answer, I'd like to give a bit of a background and then we'll understand why the question is a question and what the answer might be. So there's a machlekes in the Rishonim whether the mitzvah Sfiras HaEmeh Bizman HaZeh is Deraisa or Derabonon. Now, the term Sfiras HaEmeh is not a term which is used in the Torah anywhere. Sfaratim Lachem, Mochas HaShabbos, you should count the days. That term that we use, Sfiras HaEmeh, is not a term which is coined by the Torah anywhere. What does it mean? What is the Omer part of the Sfirah? The Omer was a korban which was brought on the second day of Pesach. A korban Omer, a mincha in fact. Omer is a measurement. It's like a kilo or a liter, it's a volume. Asirah Sa'ifa, Omer Asirah Sa'ifahu. So it's like saying it was a korban kilo. Question why the korban of that particular mincha was called korban Omer, when many of the other menachos also had the same shit. But the Omer refers to a specific korban. It was bought once a year. On the second day of Pesach, there was a process of cutting of the Omer the night before, the bringing of the korban during the day, and that's when the counting started. Why do we call it Sfiras HaOmer? Because that's where the mitzvah Sfira comes up in the Torah. The Torah says, you have Pesach. Second day of Pesach, you bring a korban. You count 50 days, and then you have Shavuos. So the machlokes in the Rishonim is, how related is our counting to the korban of the Omer? Now, essentially, there are three shittos in the Rishonim about this. One shittos in the Rishonim is the shittos of Rambam. Shittos of Rambam is generally considered the minority opinion that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is Deiraisa. Mishnah Brura at the beginning of Hilchos HaOmer tries to find other Rishonim who also hold like that. Okay. But the Shita of the Rav Rishonim and the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin is that Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, is Derabbanon. Which leads others to question the Nusach that we say, Hinni Yimuchanum Zumun Lekai Mitzvah HaSeh Shal Sfiras HaOmer. If it's only a mitzvah Derabbanon Bizman HaZeh, when you start out counting Sfiras HaOmer, you say, I'm about to count, I'm prepared to count the mitzvah HaSeh. If it's only a derabonon, does it pass? Is it appropriate to use the lashon? Okay, so that's the second shita. What's the third shita? The third shita is the shita's harama and Rabbi Yeruchim. That to counting the days, that which we count the yomim, hayoim yoim, is the deiraisa. And that which we count the weeks, Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbonon. That means everyone agrees that Bizman HaMikdosh, there'll be a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks, Min HaTorah. And the question is, how related is it to the Korban HaOmer? How related is the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer dependent on bringing the Korban and then you count? So if you hold Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh Derabbanon, you hold it's totally related. If you hold Bizman HaDeraisa, you hold it's unrelated. And according to the Ramah, the weeks are related, but the days aren't. And he explains why, what's the basis for making a split like that? Why do you make a Zashpalt? So he says there's two Parshiyos in the Torah where the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is recorded. One is in Parshas Emor, which we would have read yesterday, last week's Parsha. Sfaratim Lachem, Mimachas HaShavos, says Tisbaru Chamishim Yoim, count 50 days. And there's another Parsha in the Torah, in Parsha Shrei, also then in Yom Tovim, and there it says, when you start cutting the wheat, which Rashi says from when you bring the Korban Omer, which is the first time you're allowed to cut the new wheat, there was an Issa Chodosh. There was an Issa to eat the new Tuvah. There was also an Issa to harvest the new Tuvah before you harvested the Omer. So Mehochel Chermesh Bekomo, then you should count Shiva Shabosois. Is the Pasuk in Re'ei says, from when you cut the Omer, that's when you start counting the 7 weeks. Says the Rabbi Yeruchim, says the Ramah, so the weeks is related to the Korban Omer. From when you cut, you count the weeks, but the counting of the days, the Torah doesn't make it dependent on this Shiras Omer. And if you ask me why, says the Ramah, it's a cause of a Soid Elokihu. It's a Soid Eloki. So we have 3 shittas, and I'd like to talk about the 3rd shitta a bit more, and then we'll understand the Indian a bit better, and then we'll review the question. So the Oisomeach, in the Sefer on the Rambam, in the Halachos of Tumidim and Musafin, where the Rambam brings the Mitzvah Sriya Sa'imeh, he brings the Shitta of the Ramah, who says that counting days is Deraisa, or counting weeks is Derabonon, V'soy Delekihu. And the Oisomeach quotes, and he says, I say, Soid Hashem li Reyov. The Soid Hashem is revealed to those who fear him. And I'll explain to you what I mean, says the Oyer Sameach. There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is discussing the days that one can bring a Korban Chagiga. Korban Oyla Aliyah L'Regel, Oyla Shu'iya. So we know that on Shavuos is only a 1 day yontif. But there were 7 days when you could bring the Korbanos. You may have Elohim, you could be mashlim the Chagiga or the Eilas Ru'iyah. If you hadn't brought on yontif, you could bring it for 7 days, including Shavuos. Which is why many places don't say Tachnun for 6 days after Shavuos. Whether that goes from the second day or not is a debate in itself. Every shul has it. The minig is that we debate it. But the Yemei HaMiluim for the Korban Chagiga and the Oila for Shavuos was 7 days. For 7 days you can bring the Korban. And the Gemara says, how do you know? Moreh Shana Daf Hei says, the Torah says, Manei Chodesh, Manei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh. You count the days of a month and you get Rosh Chodesh. How long is Rosh Chodesh for? 1 day. Manei Yomim, count days, V'Kadesh Atzeres. Count the days and make a Yom Tov Shavuos. How long is Shavuos for? For the, how long do you get? 7 days. So the Gemara, what do you mean? We count days. He says, yeah. So Amemas Abaya said, there's a mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. So we count the days and we count the weeks. V'oid, furthermore, Chag HaShavuos Kesiv. The Torah calls it a Chag of weeks. So we see the weeks that we count are important because you count the weeks leading up to a yontif, which lasts for a week. It lasts for a week as a chag. Chag HaShavuos. We know that the term chag is used when you talk about a korban chagiga. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not called a chag. In benching, we say Yalav Yovei. V'yoyim chag HaShavuos hazeh. V'yoyim chag HaPesach hazeh. We do not say Yoyim chag HaZikaron hazeh. Because there's no chagiga on Rosh Hashanah. There's no chagiga on Yom Kippur. So the Chagiga is what gives something its name, its Chag. So Chag HaShavuos Kesiv, the Chagiga of Shavuos is led up to Shavuos by the counting of the weeks, and it lasts for a week. Says the Oisomeach that there's 2 countings. There's the countings of the day of Parshas Emor, and there's the countings of the day of the weeks of Parshas Re'ei. So the countings of the weeks of Parshas Re'ei is to do with the Chag HaShavuos. The Torah only calls Shavuos Chag HaShavuos in Re'ei. There we're talking about the Chag HaShavuos, the Korban HaChagiga, so that we talk about counting it for a week. The mitzvah is to count it for a week. That's to do with the Korbanos. And that means when you get Shavuos, you get a Chag HaShavuos. You bring a Korban for Chagiga, for how long? For a week. So there's a Manei Shavuos to be Mekadesh Atzeret, to be Mekadesh Chag HaShavuos for a week. There's also the Mane Yomim, to count the days to be Kadesh the Yom, the Mikra Kodesh, the Yontav HaShavuos itself. So, the Yisameach says, so that's why, that's Peshat in the Ramah, that's the Soit, the counting of the weeks nowadays is Manazeh, is not the Yoraisa, because the counting of the weeks is related to Karbonos. But the counting of the days, that's not related to Karbonos, that's related to the Yontav. So that's the Yoraisa. This is all we just said now is according to the Shitta of the Ramah. The Shitta of the Ramah holds that the days is one of Deraisa and the weeks is not. Now, Agav, we see from the Ramah holds that the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks are two separate mitzvahs. Yeah? There's a discussion in the Achronim that a person counted the days. The Mogen Avraham speaks about if you counted the days and you never counted the weeks, are you Yotza? Other Achronim discuss vice versa. You counted the weeks, you never counted the days, are you Yotza? That only makes sense if you hold there's one mitzvah to count. And the question is, have you fulfilled the counting by saying this part of the counting? But according to the Ramah, there's two separate mitzvahs going on here. There's two. Of course, if you counted the days, you're not being Yotza the mitzvah of counting the weeks. It's a separate mitzvah. One's a mitzvah of Parshas Emo, and one's a mitzvah of Parshas Re'eh. Two separate things. We do them at the same time. Fine. The Shitta of the Rambam. He told us not dependent on Karbonos. It's true the Torah mentioned it by a Karbonos, but it's independent. It may well be the Rambam understood if the days are independent, the weeks are independent. The Shitta of the other Rishonim is that the Sfiras Oimer is all dependent on the Korban Oimer. It may well be as well, vice versa. They understood that if we see that the weeks are dependent on the Karbonos, on the Korban Oimer, etc. So then the days are also. So there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, how we understand the psukim of the mitzvah Sfiras Oimer, is the Torah relating it to the Korban Oimer or not? There's also a machlekes, how we understand the sugya in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says that there's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. So the Rabbanon de Beir Ravashi, they counted the days and the weeks. But Ameima, he counted days, and he didn't count the weeks. You know why? So it's more a Zeichel HaMikdashu. Counting is Zeichel HaMikdash, so he counted days and bother counting the weeks. Says the Rabbi Yeruch, we know what that means. Doesn't mean he didn't count the weeks. He didn't count the weeks together with the days. Because he held the days are Deraisa, and the weeks under Rabbanon, the two separate mitzvahs. So you can't count the two together. Zeichel HaMikdash. The weeks are only a Zeichel HaMikdash. So if the weeks are only Zeichel HaMikdash, how are you going to count that with the days which are Deraisa? The other Rabbanon, the Beir Ravashi, they said, listen, we're counting them both. Okay, we're counting the days, we're counting the weeks. You can't put them together. The other Rishonim learned that Machlokes was, everything's the Rabbanon. Nowadays, Zeichel HaMikdash, what were Chazal Masakel? And the Rambam is a question how he learns. Are they arguing in the Gemara whether it's Deraisa Drabonon? Reb Chaim says that his own Mahalach, Reb Chaim has a Mahalach, that this Gemara holds, the Gemara in Menachos holds, that once the Beis HaMikdash was Chorov, the whole Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash was bottled. Machlokes in the Gemara, when the Beis HaMikdash is Chorov, technically, can you bring Karbonos as well as there or not? The Rambam paskens, Kitchen Lashata, the Kitchen Lost Lovely. Once you have the Kedusha space, Amigdosh, it doesn't go away. Makrivin Alpha Pishayin Bias, the Roman Paskins. Technically, you can bring Kabbalah without a base Amigdosh. So, Eva Zoe, this is not no relevant, Sugyan Menachos, says Reb Chaim. The whole, because we could bring Korban Oimer. And the fact that we didn't bring the Korban Oimer, says if you wouldn't bring the Korban Oimer, it means you wouldn't have a mitzvah to count your Oimer. As long as you have a Chir to bring the Korban Oimer, which the Rambam holds we do, because Makrivin Alpha Pishayin Bias. Okay, so then the mitzvah remains in place of the Deraisa, and it's not like the Sugya Menachos, which holds the like the Shitta that the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash was bottled when the Kedusha goes away. Okay, that's a separate discussion in itself. Now let's return to the original question. Leman de Oma, Sfiras So'imeh bizman hazeh es derabonon. So what does that mean? Leman de Oma, Sfiras So'imeh bizman hazeh es derabonon. That means the whole Sfiras So'imeh is dependent on having a Korban O'imeh. Bizman hazeh, we have no Korban O'imeh. So min ha-Torah, there's no mitzvah to count. There's no mitzvah to count Sfiras So'imeh. So when's Shavuos going to be? B'yom ha'chamishim. Manei yomim v'kadesh ha'teres. Count the days and then be mekadesh Shavuos. But we don't have manei yomim. We don't have a yom ha'chamishim midoraisa. So when is Shavuos supposed to be? So why is there a Yom Tov of Shavuos min ha'Torah b'zman hazeh leman da'oma Shavuos min ha'Sriyas ha'ime b'zman hazeh is derabanon, which is considered the primary shitta, which is pashtus the shitta of the Shulchan Aruch. Why do we have Shavuos b'zman hazeh d'oraisa? That was the question. And the truth is, I needed to look around a bit, and I found the Ramban in last week's parasha. The Ramban on Yom Kippur, when the Yom Tov Yom Kippur, it says there be'etzem hayom hazeh, which is a phrase which is used also by Shavuos in last week's parasha. Says the Ramban. Ramban's not on the pasuk on Shavuos. You want to look up the Ramban? It's on Yom Kippur. Why did it say be'etzem hayom hazeh by Yom Kippur? Why did it say be'etzem hayom hazeh by Shavuos? It says because Yom Kippur has a lot of kabbonis. The kapara of Yom Kippur has a whole avodas kohen gadol, and the kapara of Yom Kippur has tayla on the kabbonis. You might think that you can't have a Yom Kippur without kabbonis. The Torah tells us that Shavuos is tayla on the kabbonoime and tayla on the shtei alechem, the kabbonis that you bring on Shavuos. So you might think that without kabbonis, we have no Shavuos. Says the Torah, no, be'etzem hayom hazeh, the day remains as a yontov regardless. Be'etzem hayom hazeh. That's the Ramban in last week's parasha, yesterday's parasha. And it's interesting to note, the Ramban is considered amongst those Rishonim who hold Sviyas Ha'imeh b'zman hazeh is derabonon. The Ramban holds Sviyas Ha'imeh b'zman hazeh is derabonon. So he has a problem. Sviras Oimer is one of Zez Rabbonim. We have no Svira. If we have no Svira, we're going to have. We have no Oimer, we have no Svira, we're not going to have a Shavuos. So no, there's a special Drosha. But Etzem Hayom Hazeh, you're right. Technically speaking, we might think that. Says the Ramban, you have a Pasuk, but Etzem Hayom Hazeh to tell us Shavuos nonetheless. So now I know what you're thinking. I know what you're going to ask me. Okay, that's the Ramban. Or the Rambam. The Rambam holds Svira is one of Zez, is Deiraisa. So what's he do with Etzem Hayom Hazeh? How does he use Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, the Pasuk? That's what you were thinking, right? Akoponim, so the answer to that, I mean, there's several answers. The truth is, there's a lot of discussion in the Pasuk on why we say Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. But the Eis Sameach, interestingly enough, has a Sefer Al HaTorah. Eis Sameach, Remeya Simcha, his Sefer Al HaTorah is known as Meshech Chochmah. So in the Meshech Chochmah, the Eis Sameach Sefer Al HaTorah in Parshas Emor, says, why does it say Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? He says to tell us that the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Tov, which we learn out from Yom Kippur, does not apply to Yom Tov, to Yom Tovim. Applies to Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur to have Tosefes Yom Tov, but on Yom Kippur, on Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah Tosefes. It's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Others take it a stage further and say that that's why on Shavuos we don't daven early, we don't make Kiddush early. But the Meshech Chochmah doesn't go that far. The Meshech Chochmah says that the Tosefes of Shavuos, of Yom Tov, of all Yom Tovim is Drabonon. And that's what the Torah is telling me, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Why does it say it by Shavuos? It's true of all Yom Tovim. So he says, you know why? This is, it comes Lafuki, the Shita of the Tzedokim. The Tzedokim, as well known, they held Shavuos always falls on a Sunday. Why? Because they disagreed with Chazal. They said, when do you start counting? Mimochas HaShabbos. What does Mochas HaShabbos mean? We know that Mochas HaShabbos means from the day after Yom Tov. Yom Tov is called a Shabbos. The day after first day Yom Tov, you start counting your Sotimeh. They took it literally. Today, they can hold the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's a separate discussion in itself. Why they picked this argument. But Mimochas HaShabbos, they held, you start counting from a Sunday. Now, if you start counting from a Sunday, you're going to end up with Yom Tov, Shavuos, always falling on a Sunday. So when's Tosefes Yom Tov? If Shavuos falls on a Sunday, when is the Tosefes Yom Tov of Sunday of Shavuos going to be? It's going to be on Shabbos, and Shabbos is always asur b'melacha. So you can't tell me the pasuk is coming l'ma'ay Tosefes Yom Tov from melacha because it's a Shabbos. So of course it's going to be asur b'melacha. So Elomai, if the Torah says there's no Issa Melacha on Tosefes Yom Tov, Elamai, we're not talking about a Sunday necessarily. There are times when Tosefes Yom Tov Shavuos will be mutar. Says the Meshech Chochma, finishes off. This is all good for the Rambam that holds Tosefes Yom Tov is Derabbanon. So this is a very neat little package. We have here the Ramban, who holds Shavuos Oimev is one that says Derabbanon. So he's faced with the question, what about Shavuos? So he says, yes. Be'etzem Yom Hazeh will tell me that Shavuos is one that says the Oiraisa. The Rambam holds Shavuos Oimev is one that says Oiraisa. He doesn't have that problem. What did he do Be'etzem Yom Hazeh? He used it as a mekoy for Tosefes Yom Tov being Derabbanon, which is taka, the shitta of the Rambam, that Tosefes Yom Tov is all Derabbanon. So, very briefly, we reviewed the shittas of the Rishonim. Three shittas of the Rishonim are Sfiras HaImem, is one that says Deraisa Derabbanon. The shittas of the Rambam is Sfiras HaImem, is one that says Deraisa. Other Rishonim, Pashas Shulchan Aruch holds is Derabbanon. The Ramah Rabbi Yeruchim make a split. The days, counting days is Deraisa, counting weeks is Derabbanon. We look at the Oseh Meach, who explains there's two Pashas in the Torah, the Pasha of Re'eh and the Pasha of Emor, where the Pasha of the Re'eh is related to Kabonos, and the Pasha of Emor is not related to Kabonos. And we looked at the Pshatim of Be'etzem Hayim Hazeh, whether that tells us Shavuos Bezman Hazeh is Deraisa, or whether that tells us the Tosefes Yom Tov is Derabbanon. So we are unable to bring a Korban Omer this year, maybe next year. Maybe we'll be able to bring the Kabonos of Shavuos, but the learning of Kabbalas we're told. So is Torah Sa'ila, Kala Leima Torah Sa'ila, Kielu Hikriv Oila. There's a discussion whether that applies to all mitzvahs or not. I'll just finish off with one vort which you can see on this week's Pasha, Bichu Kosai, which is related to this. At the beginning of Bichu Kosai, in Bichu Kosai, Teileichu, Ves Mitzvahisai Tishmaru, there's an Erechaim. Erechaim has got 42 Peshotim on that Pasuk. If you look, take out a Mikrot Gedolos, you'll see there's 42 Peshotim of the Erechaim on this Pasuk. If you look at Pshat 14, Pen Yodalud, which is Mark Yodalud, he says as follows, In Bechu Koisai Telechu, Rashi says that means, Amelim B'Toyro. There's Mitzvahisai Tishmaru, there are certain mitzvahs that you can't do. You have to wait to be able to Mekayim them. Tishmaru is a lot of waiting. But Oviv Shomar as Adovo. So you're waiting to Mekayim those mitzvahs. If you learn those, you are mainly the Torah of those mitzvahs which are waiting in the Kaim, then the Vasis and Moisom is considered Ki'ilu, you have done them. Rebbeinu should help us that the schos of this learning should be Ki'ilu, we did it, and we should be Zoicha to be able to Mekayim the mitzvahs properly, the Meher of Yomein Lomein. Amen.